It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
beautiful tune by Rick Hen and Company, a tune called Squeeze Box from the Hal Jepsen film A See for Yourself surf movie that was released back in 1972. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. And this week we're going to be continuing with the complete Norman Granz jazz sessions. Now these sessions featured an amazing array of musicians like Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, and Oscar Peterson on piano. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from the original LP, Jam Sessions No. 2. This is What Is This Thing Called Love? Great Cole Porter tune. Thank you.
Thank you.
What Is This Thing Called Love here on the Radio Thrift Shop from a Norman Granz produced jam session featuring Ben Webster on tenor saxophone. Now, Ben Webster was a key member of the bands of Benny Moten, Andy Kirk, Flinder Hutcherson, and Benny Carter. He was a leading soloist on the nightclubs in New York's 52nd Street. And then he worked for Norman Granz both in concert and on records from 1953 to 1960. Ben Webster moved to Europe in 1964, and he remained there until his death. He was a father figure to many local musicians. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
If you're searching for a window to our environmental past, you might look no further than the ground beneath our feet, especially if there's clay there. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Clays are records of environmental change. There are several different types of clays that form in the environment. And if we can associate the types of clay and the types of environments, we can make our way back into the geologic past. Then we can tell whether the environment was wet or dry, and perhaps what types of organisms were living in association with the clays at the time.
Paul Schroeder is a professor of geology at the University of Georgia.
Geologists use the clays as kind of a key to the past. If you were to look at a clay in a modern forming environment, let's say a desert or in a very wet tropical environment, those clays are distinctly different. And we can work our way back through the geologic record and use those clays as indicators of past environments. This is how geologists reconstruct the climates of the geologic past, by looking at the types of clay minerals that are preserved. What surprises us mostly is not so much how wet or how dry or how hot or how cold the Earth has been through geologic time. What surprises geologists is sometimes is how quickly those properties change on Earth. Sometimes the transition from one clay type to the next can be a little bit more abrupt than what we thought. And then that challenges us to then ask the question, what caused that condition to change so quickly?
A heads up that yours truly has written a novel. Want more information? Check out our Facebook page. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This week we're digging into the complete Norman Granz jam sessions. So keep your ears tuned to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and classicalwscs.org.
¶¶ Thank you.
recorded on June 17th, 1952 in Hollywood. That was a Funky Blues, tuned by Jimmy Hodges, from the complete Norman Granz Jazz Sessions, released on Verve Records. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, featuring an ever-evolving exploration of music, radio, and sound. So, catch the wave. From something old to something brand new, this is Kasbah 73 with their 2020 release, Sweet Maybe. We'll be right back. Bird Note. Why do birds sing? I wonder about this every spring, especially when I hear a black-headed grosbeak scat singing. The question has been around a long time, and many have taken a crack at it. Ancient philosophers, romantic poets, Charles Darwin, even Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. We can narrow the question a bit. What is it about spring that incites birds to sing? Frankie Lyman was on the right track. Modern science still ties spring birdsong to the romantic urge.
Longer hours of light in spring stimulate a male bird's hormones, in turn inciting it to sing. And singing attracts females. Here's what some of the lucky female birds get to hear. Thanks for listening to Bird Note. I'm Michael Stein. Every Friday, Bird Note email subscribers enjoy the most colorful message they'll get all week, with beautiful photos, links to upcoming episodes, and info on special features. Sign up for our newsletter this week at birdnote.org.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. Galaxy 500 with their cover of the Ruttles, Cheese and Onions. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I hope you like your radio freeform, because that's what we do here at the Radio Thrift Shop every week on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Tune in Saturday evenings from 10 p.m. until midnight. So, next time, we will be continuing with the complete Norman Granz jazz sessions, and in a few weeks, we'll be exploring the original soundtrack of A Sea for Yourself, a Hal Jepsen film from 1972. In the interim, wherever you are and whenever you are listening, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Do not give in to fear.